The founders of America said that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. The materialist atheists say, well, what if there is no Creator? In fact, what if man, in effect, is a glorified computer? There's a lot of news these days about artificial intelligence. What exactly is that? How could it impact humanity in the future? How does it work? What do Christians need to know about this? Dr. Robert Marks is a professor at Baylor University. He's a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute, and he is the director of the Walter Bradley Center for National and Artificial Intelligence. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and we welcome Dr. Robert Marks back to the program. Dr. Marks, it's great to have you back on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Jerry. Good to talk to you again.
Yes, you too. Now, you had just said a fascinating statement to me off the air before we started, and you said that materialists view man as essentially a computer with meat on it or something like that. What does this mean, and how does that differ from the idea of God-given rights that our founders of this country recognized?
Yeah, well, I do believe that if you are a materialist, that you do believe that we are computers made out of meat. I think people of faith, on the other hand, believe that there is something more than this computer made out of meat that makes us up. And this is an old debate which has gone back in philosophy for years and years and years, called the mind-body, or sometimes called the brain-body. The mind-body or the the mind-brain debate, which questions, is the mind greater than the brain? And that indeed there's growing evidence that there is. Nature itself abhors a spiritual, and those that are materialist actually have done things like form churches. Yes, in California there was a church formed, a guy named Anthony Lewandowski, which would worship artificial intelligence. One of the great Google people that wrote the book Singularity, Ray Kurzweil, asked, do you believe in God? And he said, not yet. Yuval Harari wrote a book called Homo Deus, which he said that eventually we would get super intelligence that would be godlike. Homo Deus meant that this was the next step in evolution after Homo sapiens, and before that became Homo erectus. So Homo Deus is the next step. We're going to have a transhumanist sort of God feature, which emerges out of artificial intelligence. So this is a debate, and it's another front on the conflict between materialism and people.
Okay, can you define a few elements here? First of all, artificial intelligence, transhumanism, etc.
Sure. Artificial intelligence, there's a number of different ways to define it. If you go to meetings like I do, professional meetings, they tease apart the idea of being artificial intelligence and computational intelligence and machine intelligence and things like that. And there are nuances which separate them. But I think in the popular media that the best definition for artificial intelligence is anything that computers do that you step back and you go, wow. At least this is the way the media handles it. And all of these artificial intelligence things come out and we get all surprised and all concerned about them. But then they become part of our lives. You think of things simply like the cell phone or GPS or Uber or some of these other things driven by computers, which you can say have artificial intelligence as a part of them. And when they came out, you went, wow, that's incredible. I think we're having that now with things like ChatGPT. Everybody is just incredibly surprised at what it's doing. And so that's what the artificial intelligence is. But I think artificial intelligence surrounds us and we become numbed by familiarity until something new comes along. Then we go, gee, what's going to happen in the future? And everybody becomes all concerned.
So it's like the law of diminishing returns. And transhumanism is what?
Oh, transhumanism believes that we are going to eventually augment ourselves with technology and maybe even transcend to a computer sort of state. There's people that talk about uploading your person into a computer, which is not going to be possible. It's us becoming more machine-like, if you will, I think is a good one sentence description.
Okay. I want to tell an anecdote. This takes a little bit of time, but I just want to bring this out, and I've said this before, but here we go. Recently at a dinner party, we were in a discussion about ChatGPT, which you just mentioned. It was some sort of artificial intelligence program people can access. And so, somebody challenged me, you know, ask the computer a question and it'll give you an answer. And I said, well, in a couple of days, I'll be preaching a sermon in the night about, how we're made in the image of God, Genesis 1, 26 and 27. This is a Christian sermon. And, so it said, okay, I'm going to put that in there. And then within, you know, moments, five or so paragraphs came out from the computer, one or two of which actually was not a bad statement. And so what I did was on the Sunday night when I preached it, I told about that anecdote and then I actually gave the quote, but I didn't pass it off as if it was something I had written. It was rather something that the computer had written. And then I realized, you know, there could easily be a situation where people writing papers, even, let's say, ministers without a conscience writing sermons, people writing books maybe could even access this stuff and pawn these things off as if it's original when in reality it's not.
Yes. Well, in fact, ChatGPT is nothing more than a really sophisticated auto-completion program. You know, when you type in words or email, sometimes text and cell phones, for example, it suggests the next word that you should use. And that's exactly what ChatGPT has done. And it's incredible. It's amazing. But it is just an algorithm, a bunch of number crunching going on under the hood, and is has been trained on an incredible amount of data, trained on over a half a trillion words, half a trillion. Now, we kind of talk about billions and trillions without thinking about how big they are, but a half a trillion words, if you were to look at a half a trillion seconds, it would be 16,000 years in terms of seconds. So it is trained on all of this information, and it is trained to look at a phrase, figure out what the next word is going to be. And in fact, ChatGPT recommends a lot of words. They assign probabilities, and use maybe the greatest probability of next word. And that's the way it works. But it's only responding to this algorithmic training. It has no sense of truth. It operates on something called, well, syntax, which is the way that words are structured. Humans, on the other hand, operate on semantics, which is the meaning of, and yes, it does incredible things. And I think that ChatGPT in the future is going to be used quite a bit as a tool. That's the thing we have to remember about artificial intelligence. It's simply a tool, and it's going to be used as a tool. And I've used ChatGPT without any problem with my conscience, because I write a paragraph, I've written a paragraph, and I thought, oh, that sounds clunky. And so I coded ChatGPT and I said, rewrite this for me. And it rewrites it, and I fine-tuned it a little bit. But the bottom line is that these are my thoughts, these are my words that ChatGPT has just come out with a better phraseology. And so, yeah.
The computer writes Dr. Robert Marks' writings better than Dr. Robert Marks. Is that what you're saying?
No, Jerry. It's because I'm an engineer, and engineers usually don't do well in English.
Oh, I see. So yeah. I understand you've got a column now in Newsmax. That sounds exciting.
Yeah, I do. So that's pretty exciting. Along with you.
Yeah.
We're in good mutual company here.
Then there's not plagiarism involved or anything?
There is. In fact, Noam Chomsky called these large language models like ChatGPT high-tech plagiarism. And indeed, there is. And there's a lot of pushback right now for this, because a lot of people are bringing lawsuits, plagiarism lawsuits, against so-called generative AI like ChatGPT. Just a couple of days ago, it was announced that ChatGPT is under investigation by the FTC over claims it has harmed people by publishing false information about them. One of the things about ChatGPT, it is not a slave to truth. It came out one time, for example, Jonathan Turley. He's a nationally known George Washington University law professor. You've heard about this. And Turley came out and he said, quote, ChatGPT falsely reported on a claim of sexual harassment that was never made against me on a trip that never occurred while I was on a faculty where I never taught. So ChatGPT slandered him. And what does Turley do in order to get his reputation back? And so anyway, the FTC is investigating this because ChatGPT is not a slave to truth. And also there's lots of lawsuits coming on that said ChatGPT has plagiarized me. For example, one of the biggest sellers of images is Getty Images. If you use a Getty image, a copyrighted Getty image on your website, you are either going to pay Getty voluntarily or in court because they are very protective of their intellectual property. Well, they have a suit against generative AI saying that on this artificial intelligence that generates images, that they have used millions of Getty images in order to train their artificial intelligence. And so that's a lawsuit which is coming up. And then there's a bunch of them that have been filed, for example, I guess one of them was for generative models generating computer code, which it can do. You can train these generative models on computer code and then have them write computer code. So there's ongoing litigation about this. And so a lot of people are suing ChatGPT for plagiarism. And it's going to be interesting to see how this works out in the courts, because if artificial intelligence is ruled against, it's going to be a big gut punch for artificial intelligence, because they can't use all of these copyrighted materials anymore in the training of their platforms.
Okay, we have about 2 minutes left. This is interesting when you mention how the computer decides what it's going to print, what it's not going to print. In that example I gave a couple minutes ago about give me some information or some ideas related to God has made us in his image, male and female he made them in his image. And the computer was so totally silent on the male and female differentiation. And I thought, well, isn't that interesting in this day where we have this false ideology that, you know, a man can become a woman and a woman can become a man, and that gender identity is fluid. That's contrary to what the Bible says, and the ChatGPT just kind of conveniently let that go. So your thoughts. By the way, we're down to about 1 minute left.
Okay, just very quickly, ChatGPT and a lot of these large language models are being trained to be woke. They are trained to be leaning towards leftist sort of ideology, and they're being trained purposely to do this. And that's one of the things that happens with the large language models, is they get the large language models, and then they spend time tuning it, and they can tune it to be factual. They can tune it to be consistent with their bias, which is what they're doing. And it's left-wing sort of ideology and also wokeness. So I think you're seeing the manifestation of that.
Okay. So how about a 30-second concluding thought in terms of what does artificial intelligence have for us? Is it just a good tool, or is it – it's certainly not something that's going to take over humanity.
Oh, no, exactly. I think that all of these – all of these artificial intelligences are going to be tools. And I believe that the future of these large language models like ChatGPT, we're going to find out in the future, are simply going to be great tools that we use over and over again in order to generate better and better words, if you will, and better prose. So we're going to see what happens, but I maintain that that is what is going to happen. It's going to be used as a tool, and it's going to be as much a part of our society as GPT and some of these other artificial intelligence
things like that the we GPS are familiar and stuff. With. Right. Okay. Mindmatters.ai for more information. Dr. Robert Marks, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry.